This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three trading ideas for the short term and also shared his views on Nifty. On August 31st, Nifty registered the highest level of the recent upswing at 11,794, but it nosedived to 11,325 in intraday trade, eventually closing at 11,387.50. Nifty witnessed a fall of 2.23%, which is the highest one-day fall after May 18, 2020, when Nifty plunged 3.43%. The index ended up forming a bearish engulfing candlestick pattern on the daily charts. This pattern indicates the probable trend reversal from bullish to bearish. The short-term trend of Nifty would be considered bearish unless the high of this engulfing candle gets taken out. The technical view is negative unless 11,794 is surpassed. RSI on the daily chart has exited the overbought zone with negative divergence. The money flow index has also exited from the overbought zone. Oscillators too have turned bearish, indicating the sign of weakness for the short to medium term. Nifty closed around the crucial level of 20 days exponential moving average and simple moving average placed at 11,337 and 11,340 respectively. The analyst expects another round of selling momentum to come in Nifty if 20-day moving average supports are not held. Below 11,337, Nifty could extend the fall towards the next support of 10,882, which is the immediate bottom on the daily chart, and 10,733, which is the 200-day exponential moving average. Bank Nifty saw a massive fall of 3.14% on August 31st. Immediate support for the index is seen at 23,200 odd levels, whereas the previous top support is placed. A level below 23,200 could drag the index to 22,400 odd levels. Nifty Small Cap Index closed near its 20 days exponential moving average support, placed at 5,524. The Small Cap Index has never violated its 20 days exponential moving average support since May 28, 2020. There are multiple pieces of technical evidence that indicate the bearish trend reversal for Nifty in the short term. Violation of 20-day moving average support would further weaken the technical setup for the benchmark index. Any level below 11,337 in Nifty would extend the fall towards 10,882 and 10,733 levels. Top registered at 11,794 on August 31st has now become strong resistance, and unless that is taken out, one should adopt a sell on rallies approach, said the analyst. Here are two sell and one buy calls for the next 1 to 2 weeks. Ramco Cements is the first call, which is a sell call with a target price of ₹640, stop loss is ₹725, and downside possibility is 7%. The cement sector has started underperforming. The stock price has violated its 20 days exponential moving support. It has registered negative divergence on the daily RSI oscillator. The stock plunged more than 4% with a jump in volumes. Escorts is the second call with a target price of ₹1,000. Stop loss is ₹1,130 and downside possibility for this call is 8%. The stock has been struggling to move up for the last month. For the entire month of August, the stock has underperformed the benchmark with a good margin. It reached long-term resistance and failed to surpass the same. On August 31st, the stock plunged almost 5% with rise in volumes. This development has resulted in a breakdown from the last month's price consolidation. Torrent Pharma is the third call, which is a buy call with a target price of ₹2,870 and stop loss is ₹2,540. Upside potential for this call is 8%. The stock has reached its previous top support level of 2,650. The primary trend of the pharma sector is bullish. The stock has witnessed a healthy correction in the last 15 days. The recent correction in the stock can be considered as a buying opportunity for investors. The stock price has also reached 50 days exponential moving average support placed at ₹2,624. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more a positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.